Proclamation number 4759 of 13th of October, 1949. Vegetarian food? Killing the animals. You can ask me as your teacher for everything and I will answer you. I will give you the right understanding for what is unclear to you and it will be easy for you to grasp. Whom I give the ability to penetrate spiritual knowledge, whose spirit I thus enlighten so that he shall instruct his fellow human beings with the same spiritual knowledge, must have been found suitable by me. He must have developed spiritually such that I myself can enter into contact with him through his will. But a connection with me presupposes an inner complete devotion to me which alone attracts me, because whatever longs for me is also seized by me. Now I have by no means imposed restrictions on people, just as I never make demands on people to mortify themselves in order to reach the kingdom of God. I created everything, and when I placed you on earth I also gave you the right to make use of the earth and everything on it. When I handed over the earth to you as masters of creation, it was up to you which relationship you wanted to create between yourselves and the created beings which surrounded you. I gave you no commandments, I left you complete freedom, I stepped back, I left you alone with my works, so to speak. For you were meant to test your will. You were meant to enter my divine order of your own accord. You were meant to remain within it and thus had to think and act uninfluenced by me. And thus you had to create your own relationship with everything that surrounded you. My works of creation, however, are all spiritually enlivened. That which you can behold you have already overcome yourselves, i.e., your soul has gone through every work of creation which signified a state of compulsion for it, and this until the material external form released it. The escape of the spiritual from the form was always an act of redemption, for the following form was always softer and more yielding until, after an infinitely long time, the soul was allowed to occupy its last form on this earth. The good human being now unconsciously does what helps the spiritual being, which is still bound in the form, to ascend, because his soul knows the state of torment and wants to reduce it out of his love. And thus an act of liberation can be perpetrated which appears cruel and yet cannot be judged as cruelty. 14th of the 10th 1949, a distinction must be made between an act which merely aims at destruction out of evil will and one which is intended to fulfill a purpose which appears good to the human being. Furthermore, a distinction must be made between the human being and the animal insofar as that the human being may never take the life of another human being because there is no further embodiment for him on earth, because earthly life signifies the last station for the maturing of the spiritual, whereas the spiritual in the animal has not yet reached the final deformation. Thus a transition into a new form in the bound state or into the human being is the result of killing and can therefore be called progress. Furthermore, the circumstance in which the animal's life is taken is decisive. It is to be an act of love insofar as that the animal is spared pain and agony, for it must always be seen as a divine creature which possesses my love and therefore already is to be treated with care. So that the spirit in it will feel love on the part of people and be willing to sacrifice its life for the benefit of people. Since it now serves people in truth, it fulfills its earthly task and gains a higher degree of maturity which secures its embodiment as a human being or also a higher level of development in another living being. The killing of an animal out of wantonness is a sin. For it prematurely breaks off a stage of development. But the same deed can never be regarded as a sin if its motive is to help a fellow human being. The extent to which this assistance corresponds to my will shall also be explained. 15th of the 10th, 1949. Everything you eat is blessed by me if you are of a believing heart and strive to reach me. A person who consciously strives towards me or unconsciously works in love and is thereby close to me cannot sin. Whatever he does will be right in my sight because he is willing to live to please me. Thus he will also be able to consume what he deems good without harming himself physically or spiritually. He should only consider that he consumes spiritual substances with every food. It will be understandable to him that fleshly food has its effect on the human being's soul according to the nature of the animal and that therefore the gentle animal is preferable if the human being has the choice. However, if the human being wants to refrain from eating meat, he will also find enough substitutes in the plant kingdom. Yet he should always be free to choose his physical nourishment, for I will bless his every nourishment if he asks me for the blessing. However, excess is by no means good because then the human being's self will be displaced, because an increase of spiritual substances will take place which the human being sufficiently possesses from previous embodiments and which can signify an obstacle to his development. In a just measure, however, the human being need not fear any unfavorable influence. A just measure, however, is guaranteed by the fish, which does not contain any substances detrimental to the soul and is therefore the most beneficial food for the soul. I do not command you a certain food, just as I do not forbid you any food. You should only always pay attention to the preparation so that the bodily nourishment adapts to the human being's nature, so that particularly harmful substances are excreted and can no longer come into contact with the human being's soul. The human being will make such preparations himself because he has received the feeling for it from me and, as soon as he strives towards me, he will be taught by me what is right and pleasing to me. Amen.